Ron, you think I'm bringing her in flowers.
I know, I do. I'm delighted.
Forgive us now, but Mary
so
and Anya.
We have another item to
And listeners, I know. I am that item, unfortunately. Listeners, this is Des Callan. Forgive me interrupting, but I just want to take a couple of minutes, moments before the programme ends, to acknowledge two wonderful broadcasters who today are presenting Morning Ireland for the last time. Now, Mary Wilson ends a wonderful career, magnificent career, more than 35 years with RTE, top level journalism, and still looking as youthful as the girl who came to college from Drangan in Tipperary. And Áine Lawler,
so kind,
who's worked on so many programmes on RTE. Áine will still be on RTE with The Week in Politics and the presidential election. But you've 20 odd years on this programme.
I was actually missing you this morning walking Indian in the dark.
Well, I'll miss you too, I'll tell you that. I've no one else to gossip with. But Mary, a sign of how much you're appreciated. The Taoiseach has tweeted wishing you both the very best for all you've done. And no less a man than the High King of Tipperary, Nicky English, has texted me saying, will you wish her the best? So it's strange for you both, Áine. You've had so many years on this programme. You've worked on many others. What memories will you take away from this programme?
Oh, Crowley just sent me a picture of myself and Hanley and himself back in the day. Like, it was so long ago, do you know what I mean? That we started here, and like Mary was talking when you were a reporter in the newsroom.
I started
courts
on
reporter.
This programme when David Hanley was still presenting this show, when it was 1 hour, 8 to 9 o'clock. I never thought that I would end my career presenting this wonderful programme, but you know, here we are.
Yeah, yeah. But you both had many other roles, Mary, you with the courts as well. I mean, covered a lot of sad and dramatic cases and the years in Drive. What standout memories have you?
Oh gosh, the courts. Do you know the standout memories from that legal affairs job over 10 years are ordinary people who trust you down the years again and again, having been through traumatic times in the courts and traumatic court cases, and they trust you to tell their story. And that, you know, there's big names who sail in and sail out and all of that. It's those ordinary people who fight the good fight and then trust you to tell their story for them, be true to them. I think that's what will stand out to me, not just in legal affairs, on Drive Time over 14 years, here on Morning Ireland as well. It is about telling stories.
Your election coverage on Drive Time, though, was fantastic. I loved it.
You have such great fun as a journalist as well, you know, travelling around the country, meeting people, the deadlines, the frenzy. It's all absolutely.
And will you miss that now?
I will miss it. You know what I've been asked many, many times over the last few days? I'm checking the time to make sure we don't run over.
You're with a pro here, Mary. Oliver Kelly can give us time.
Cathy Farrell is telling me we have 1 minute to go. But over the last few days, people have asked me again and again, how do you feel? And I actually didn't know how I felt. And it forced me to think about it. I'm sure they've asked you as well, Áine. And how I feel incredibly lucky to have had 35 wonderful years in this organisation, to work with amazing editors and reporters and broadcast coordinators and producers and sound engineers who keep us on air day after day, you know. So it has been absolutely fantastic and, incredibly lucky. And just thank you to the listeners, you know, who have continued to tune in. They tell us when we do something right. More importantly, they tell us when we do something wrong.
And the number of days we're here going, oh gosh, the news is so grim today. I feel really sorry for anyone listening. So you try to make it. So thank you to people who do tune in every day, because it can be grim. We try to do our
well. Look, I said get somebody better than me to do it, but it was because I've been part of the team, and with you two, we've come through our careers together here.
I told our series editor John Burke to keep this low key.
Well, that's where they got me. I wish you'd said that a bit differently.
I think all three of us are kind of here around.
There's
the
another legend, Brian Kennedy. But look, at on behalf of all our colleagues, not just in Morning Ireland, but across RTE. And with so many, the listeners, I want to say on behalf of our Director General, Kevin Backhurst, is here, all of the editors, we have former editors here, correspondents, the reporters, and the young reporters, because you two have been fantastic to the young reporters. Thank you for your professionalism, your dedication, your commitment to the important role in public service broadcasting. Most of all, for being lovely colleagues and your two sound women, decent women. So thank you.
Des Cahill, thank you very much. We're right out of time. Take a break.